学习。
During this session, in the name of God and through the teachings of the Bible, we will learn together.
上一节叶传道跟我们谈到内在美、外在美。
In the last session, Preacher Ye shared inner beauty and outer beauty.
并且谈到说新娘子最美哦。
And he mentioned how the bride is the most beautiful.
当然这个美丑无法比，那最爱就是你
哦。And
这台语说虽败无得比，爱就较惨死哦。所以虽然每个人对美的看法都不同啊。
Even though beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
但是大家共同认为新娘子最美哦。
But everyone seems to agree that the bride is the most beautiful.
这让小弟想起现任的总负责梁德仁传道嫁女儿的时候。
This reminds me of the time when the daughter of our USGA, current USGA chairman, Preacher Liang, got married.
那在这个吃饭的筵席上，新郎的爸爸讲话了。
During the wedding reception, the father of the groom spoke.
他谈到说以前有一个弟兄30岁还没有结婚。
He mentioned how a certain brother in the past didn't get married even when he was 30.
这是新郎的爸爸就跟那个弟兄说说人生70古来稀岂可30不娶妻你已经30岁怎么还不娶老婆呢？
So the father of the groom told this person, this brother who was 30 years old already, you should be getting married because you are past 30.
那我看那个新郎的爸爸很高兴，因为他儿子已经娶太太了。
And his the father of the groom was very happy because his son is already married.
所以当他讲完话，坐下来吃饭小弟就跟他讲人生七十古来稀，岂可30不娶妻？如今儿子已娶妻，爸爸脸上笑嘻嘻
And after he sat down at my table, I said to him, now that your son is married, even before 30, you must be very happy.
那新郎的爸爸很高兴但是也给小弟一个功课那梁传道梁传道你也给梁传道做一首吧
And he asked me to come up with another a saying or poem about a poetry about Preacher Liang.
小弟就讲了无家有女初长成，岂可放着不嫁人？如今女儿已嫁人，大家就在等那个最后一句
So I started the poem saying how the Preacher Liang's family has such a wonderful daughter, and how can she not be married to someone? And now that she's married, and the last line is,
爸爸名叫梁德仁。
father's name is Darren Liang.
所以婚礼总是带给我们最高兴的。
The wedding is always the happiest occasion.
但是结婚只不过是家庭组成的开始。
But the marriage is only the beginning of a family.
而且这个选择的对象往往会影响到我们自己本身，甚至影响到后代子孙的幸福。
And our choice of our spouse will determine our own happiness as well as the happiness of our next generation.
所以小弟想说，我们借着这一节来跟我们谈一谈这个婚姻的重要。
So I'd like to use this session to discuss the importance of marriage.
我们借着这个犹太人这个犹大王国的历史来跟我们一起分享。
And I'd like to discuss this topic with you from the perspective of the Jews and the history of the kingdom, Israeli kingdom.
那要先把他们这个背景做一个介绍一下
Before that, I need to give you a background on the history of the Israelites.
那以色列人进到迦南地得着神赐给他们的地业。
The Israelites entered the land of Canaan to inherit the land as their possession.
他们建立了自己的国家。
And they established their own kingdom.
从开始的几个王。
they started to have kings.
哦，但是后来国家分裂了。
But not long after that, the kingdom was divided.
哦，国家的分裂哦，是从这个所罗门王的儿子哦，罗波安王开始啊，就分裂成北边以色列国，南边犹大国。
Starting from Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, the kingdom was divided into two, with Israel being the northern kingdom and Judah being the southern kingdom.
哦，那啊，两边的国家各经历了19个王啊。
And both kingdoms had 19 kings.
那不同的是，哦，南边的犹大国只有一个王朝，一脉相承，就是大卫王朝。
The difference between the two kingdoms is that the southern kingdom only had one dynasty, which consisted of the descendants of David.
哦，那北边的国家哈，这个以色列国啊，哦，这个则是啊，篡位来篡位去哦，经历了好几个不同的王朝啊。
Whereas in the northern kingdom, kings, individuals fought each other and took each other's thrones. So there were many dynasties.
哦，那另外一个不同的是啊，哦，南边哦，这个犹大王朝啊，哦，十九个王里头啊，有不好的王，也有好的王。
Another difference between the two kingdoms is that in the southern kingdom, out of the 19 kings, some were evil, but some were good.
哦，那北边的这个以色列国十九个王啊，啊，通通都是坏王。
On the other hand, all 19 of the 19 kings of the northern kingdom were evil.
哦，那这个坏王好王啊，不是哦，历史学家来评判的啊，啊，是神来评论的。
Whether a king was good or bad was not the evaluation of his historian, but of God himself.
哦，那标准就是啊，是不是哦敬拜独一的真神，行神眼中看为正的事情。
And the measurement was whether this king will do what was right in the eyes of God and worship the true God.
哦，那今天啊，我们要讲的这个主角哦，就是南边犹大王约沙法王。
And the main character I'd like to discuss with you today was a king from the southern kingdom. His name was Jehoshaphat.
哦，约沙法王啊，是王国分裂之后的，哦，犹大国的第四任王。
He was the fourth king after the kingdom divided.
哦，那第一任王就是这个罗波安王啊。
The first king was Rehoboam.
哦，那第二任王哦啊，就是罗波安王的儿子哦，叫做亚比央或者亚比亚。
And the second king was Abijah.
好，那第三任王啊，哦，就是这个亚比亚，哈，亚比央的儿子叫做亚撒。
And the third king was Abijah's son, Asa.
好，那第四任王就是我们要讲的这个约沙法王。
And the fourth king is the king that we're going to talk about, which is Jehoshaphat.
哦，那这个约沙法王，哦，我们经常在听说哦，听到说这个啊，尤其诗班哈，我们会勉励说啊，有从前呐，哦，这个有一个王哦，啊，敌人来攻打他，啊，他把诗班派出去啊，赞美神啊，结果神就帮助他们打胜仗。
We often talk about King Jehoshaphat because he when he was facing his enemies, he sent forth his choir to lead the army, and he was victorious.
哦，就是这个约沙法王哦。
So it is this king Jehoshaphat that we're talking about.
哦，我们来看看啊，他啊是怎么样的好哦。
Let's look at how good this king was.
我们请看哦，我们来看这个历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles
17章哦
，Chapter 17。
历代志下的17章。
Second Chronicles chapter 17,
第一节
，verse 1。
一节，亚撒的儿子约沙法接续他做王，奋勇自强，啊，防备以色列人。第二节
，verse 2。
安置军兵在犹大一切坚固城里，又安置防兵在犹大地和他的父亲亚撒所得的以法莲的城邑中。三节
，three。
哦，神与约沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利。四节
，four，
只寻求他父亲神啊的神哦，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。五节
，five，
所以神坚定他的国，犹大众人给他进贡， 约沙法大有尊荣。啊，第六节
，six，
他高兴遵行神的道，并且从犹大除掉一切丘坛和木偶。第七节
，seven，
他做王第三年，就差遣臣子，这个便害伊勒、厄巴底、撒加利亚、拿坦叶、米该亚往犹大各城去教训百姓。跳过来看第九节
，verse nine，
九节。他们带着神的律法书走遍犹大各城教训百姓。第十节、神使犹大四围的列强都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。我们读到这里，我们看到这个约沙法，他真的是个好王哦。
Jehoshaphat was indeed a good king。
因为他遵行神的道。
Because he observed the ways of God。
除掉一切的这个假神偶像。
He removed all the idols and false gods.
并且呢，差派这个他的臣子啊，到全国各地去教导百姓有关神的律法。
He sent his servants throughout the land to teach the law of the Lord.
所以神呢，就大大的祝福他，与他同在。
Therefore, God was with Jehoshaphat and blessed him greatly.
不但呢，国富民强国中的百姓啊。臣服于他，连国外的列强也都怕他。
As a result, his kingdom was strong and wealthy. Not only did his people pay respect to him, even the foreign nations honored him.
这个真是一个不错的好王。
He was indeed a great king.
但是问题就来了。
But then problem came.
当他懂得倚靠神而得到富强的时候，他却做了一个错误的决定。
When he was relying on God and when he was wealthy and strong, he made a wrong decision.
这个错误的决定啊，不但影响他，也影响到他后代的子孙。
And this wrong choice not only affected himself, but also his descendants.
甚至中断了犹大王朝皇室的命脉。
It even brought the downfall of the royal dynasty of Judah.
也影响到神救恩的计划就是救世主弥赛亚要从大卫的后代而出啊。
It even affected the redemptive plan of God, which was that the Messiah, the Savior, should come from the line of David.
当然神是全能的啦，不会因为人一时的错误就改变了他整个的救恩计划。
Of course, God is Almighty. His plan would not be frustrated by human error.
但是人还是从错误当中得着损失。
However, man suffers loss when he makes a mistake.
我们来看看这个约沙法王到底做错什么事情。
Let's look at the mistake of Jehoshaphat.
我们来看历代志下的十八章。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 18.
十八章的第一节。
Verse 1.
十八章一节说约沙法大有尊荣之财，就与亚哈结亲。
Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab.
这个亚哈到底是谁
？Who is Ahab?
亚哈就是当时北边这个以色列国的国王。
Ahab was the king of the northern kingdom, Israel.
我们刚刚稍微介绍的南边的犹大国，我们也来介绍北边的以色列国。
We have just briefly introduced the southern kingdom of Judah. Now we'd like to do the same for the northern kingdom of Israel.
北边以色列国国家分裂的第一个王朝叫做耶罗波安王朝。
The first dynasty after the kingdom was divided in the northern kingdom was Jeroboam.
那这个王朝只有经历了两个王耶罗波安传给他的儿子拿达就被篡位了。
And this dynasty only lasted through two generations, which is Jeroboam himself and his son Nadab.
那这个篡他位的叫做巴沙这个巴沙王朝也是两个王就又被篡位了。
And his kingdom was his dynasty was taken from him from by the person by the name of
巴沙。
巴沙。
那这个巴沙王朝啊。也是经历了两个王又被篡位了。
And this dynasty of Basa was also ended after two kings.
被他的这个一个这个臣子叫做新利篡位，但是这个新利只当了一个礼拜的王又被篡位了。
and it was taken over by Zimri. But Zimri was king for only a week, and before his throne was also taken away.
哦，那这个篡他位的哦，叫做暗利。
The person who took his throne was Omri.
哦，那这个暗利的暗利王朝哈、哦，这个暗利的儿子就是亚哈了。
And Omri, the son of Omri, was Ahab.
哦，就是这个约沙法王的亲家。
Which was the in-law of Jehoshaphat.
约沙法王为他的儿子娶了亚哈王的女儿。
In other words, Jehoshaphat gave had his son marry Ahab's daughter.
哦，那我们来看看这个亚哈王到底是什么样的王。
Let's look at what kind of king Ahab was.
好，我们来看列王记上，记下哦。
Let's turn to
列王记上，列王记上。
Let's turn to First Kings.
列王记上，我们来看十六章哦。
Chapter 16.
二十九节
，verse 29，
列王记上十六章的二十九节
，first king 16:29，
犹大王亚撒三十八年，暗利的儿子亚哈登基，做了以色列王。暗利的儿子亚哈在撒玛利亚做以色列王二十二年，三十节
，30，
暗利的儿子亚哈行神眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚，三十一节。
31，
犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。三十二节。
32，
在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。三十三节。
33，
亚哈又做亚瑟拉，他所行的惹神惹主以色列神的怒气。比他以前以色列诸王更甚。好，在这里啊，记载这个亚哈王哈、哦，行神眼中看为恶的事情啊，比以前的各个王啊更加更加的坏。
According to this passage, Ahab did evil in the sight of the Lord more than all who were before him.
哦，换句话说，他是坏蛋当中的坏蛋哦。
In other words, he was the chief of evil doers.
哦，恶王当中的恶王。
He was the wicked king among wicked kings.
那为什么这个犹大王约沙法这么好的王，怎么会跑去跟一个坏王中的坏王去结亲家
？So why did King Jehoshaphat, such a good king, ally himself in marriage with Ahab?
他怎么会做这样的决定啊
？Why did he make such a decision?
哦，或许啊，跟这个约沙法王他整个童年，这个有关系吧。
Perhaps it has something to do with Jehoshaphat's childhood.
哦，我们刚刚说到这个王国的分裂从这个罗伯安跟耶罗伯安开始。
Just now we mentioned how the kingdom was divided in two, and they were reigned by Rehoboam and Jeroboam.
哦，换句话说对这个约沙法王来讲啊，从他的曾祖父开始了。
For Jehoshaphat, this divided kingdom started with his great grandfather.
那我们来看看他们这个从曾祖父开始到约沙法王到底这个国家所经历的是什么
？Let's look at how the southern kingdom, what the southern kingdom underwent from the time of Jehoshaphat's great grandfather down to his own time.
我们来看列王记列王记上，记上的十四章。
Please turn to First Kings chapter 14.
十四章哦，十四章我们来看三十节哦。
Chapter 14 of First Kings, verse 30.
十四章罗波安与耶罗波安时常征战。
And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days.
约沙法王的曾祖父一天到晚都在打仗。
Jehoshaphat's great grandfather was fighting wars all the time.
一边要解放台湾，一边想要反攻大陆，不是这样一边想要，这个统一 这个犹大国，那一边呢、啊，这个犹大国想要打回去呀、啊，反攻、哦、以色列国。
He tried to unite his own kingdom, the southern kingdom, as well as attack the northern kingdom.
那我们来看看哦，那约沙法王的这个阿公哈、哦，祖父哈、哦，这个亚比央在位的时候哦，到底怎么样？
And let's look at Abijam, who was the grandfather of Jehoshaphat.
十五章的七节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 7.
十五章七节，亚比央其余的事，凡他所行的都写在犹大列王记上。亚比央常与耶罗波安征战。
Now the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam.
这个爷爷，曾祖父打仗，爷爷也打仗。
His great-grandfather was always in war, and so was his grandfather.
那就来看爸爸吧，亚撒王的时代。
Now let's look at his father, the kingdom of Asa.
十五章十六节。
Chapter 15, verse 16.
十六节，亚撒和以色列王巴沙在世的日子，常常征战。
Now there was a war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days.
所以换句话说，这个约沙法王打从一出生开始啊，国家就是战乱不停啊。
In other words, ever since Jehoshaphat was born, the country, the nation had been in war all the time.
曾祖父打仗，祖父打仗，爸爸打仗。
His great grandfather, his grandfather, and his father all fought wars.
对一个长时间处于战乱的人来说啊，最渴望的是什么？当然就是和平了。
For someone who had gone through so many years of war, of course, the one thing that he would want the most was peace.
就好像这个中国的这个宋儒张载所说的哈，为天地立心啊，为生民立命，为往圣继绝学，为要为万世开太平啊。所以这个约沙法王啊，也想为这个后代子孙呐、啊，让他们能够啊。拥有一个和平的这个日子可以过。
Jehoshaphat wanted to have days of peace for his next generations.
所以当他强盛的时候他就跑去要去两岸统一了，跑去北边国家以色列国要跟他谈和谈。那当时最好的方法就是结盟，借着什么结盟？政治联姻来结盟。
So in his days of prosperity, he tried to create peace aligning himself with the northern kingdom through marriage.
那咱们现在就是亲家啦。那你不要攻打我，我也不要攻打你，和平。
So he essentially said to the northern kingdom, "Now that we are in-laws, we are part of the same family. Let's not fight anymore, but be at peace."
那咱们将来这个两边这个皇室的后代两岸一家亲了嘛，这个南北朝大家都是亲戚的嘛，那当然后代子孙也不会打仗啦。
Since we are now part of the same family, we shouldn't be fighting anymore because we're really relatives.
也许这个就是约沙法王他打的如意算盘。
Perhaps this was Jehoshaphat's plan.
在人来看，真的是不错的选择啊。
From man's perspective, this was a very smart choice.
但是约沙法王却不晓得他是与虎谋皮呀、啊。这个亚哈王是个坏王当中的坏王。
But little did Jehoshaphat realize that he was making alliance with the worst of kings.
那到底这个约沙法王他所筹划的有没有达到他所想要的？
Did Jehoshaphat's plan achieve its goals?
我们就先谈约沙法王本身做了这个决定之后，他有没有得到和平？
Let's first look at Jehoshaphat himself. Did he find peace after he made this alliance?
我们来看看，这个历代志下的十八章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志下的十八章。
Second Chronicles chapter 18,
十八章的第二节
，verse 2。
第二节过了几年 他下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈，亚哈为他和跟从他的人宰了许多牛羊，劝他与自己同去攻取基列的拉莫。第三节，以色列王亚哈问犹大王约沙法说，你肯同我去攻取基列的拉莫吗？他回答说，你我不分彼此，我的名与你的名一样，必与你同去征战。这里记载这个他们结亲之后北边的这个亚哈王邀请这个约沙法王一起出征要去征讨这个亚兰国的这个基列的拉莫。
After these two kings allied themselves through marriage, King Ahab one day decided to attack Ramoth Gilead.
结果这场战争被打败了
But they lost the war.
那这个亲家亚哈王老奸巨猾告诉这个告诉这个犹大王约沙法说，你仍然穿国王的衣服，那阿拉我要换便服
Ahab was very tricky. He told his in-law Jehoshaphat, saying, "Why don't you put on the royal clothes as dress as a king, whereas I will dress as a common civilian?"
谁不知道说在战场上擒贼先擒王那个 sniper 那个狙击手专门找这个officer 下手
Of course, in the war, the sniper always looks for the officer or the general.
这个约沙法王这个大傻瓜竟然还穿着国王的衣服当然成为亚兰军第一个击杀的对象。
Jehoshaphat was very foolish. He actually dressed as a king, and he became the target of the enemy.
还好说这个神保守他了。
But fortunately, he was protected by God.
这个亚兰王下命令给他的军兵说你们去杀这个以色列王以色列王。
The enemy soldiers have been commanded by their king to only attack and kill the king of Israel.
所以当这个亚兰军看到有穿国王衣服就围过去了，但是仔细一看，不是以色列王亚哈算了，去找别人。
When the Aramean soldiers army noticed King Jehoshaphat, they thought it was Ahab, so they approached him, but only then realizing that it was not Ahab.
这个犹大王这个约沙法才逃过一劫
And they left him alone, and because of that, Jehoshaphat was spared.
那在找不到以色列王的同时这个亚兰军就朝天空乱开枪不知道乱射箭但是这个箭就偏偏那么准就射到了这个换便服的亚哈王，而且从他的盔甲的缝隙射进去把他给射死掉了。
And then someone from the enemy army just drew a bow at random, and the arrow struck the king of Israel between the joints of his armor, and it was a fatal wound.
神对亚哈王的审判。
This was God's judgment on Ahab.
所以这个约沙法王跟亚哈这个结亲有没有带来和平？本来这场战争跟他一点关系都没有，他是被拖下水的。
So did Jehoshaphat find peace by aligning himself with Ahab? He actually got into a war that had nothing to do with him.
好了，亚哈死掉了，亲家死掉，亲家的儿子继位了。
Now Ahab, his in-law, died. Now the son of the in-law took over the throne.
亲家的儿子这个叫做约兰的。
And the son of the in-law was called Jehoram.
那这个约兰同样他当王的时候要打仗。
And when Jehoram became king, he also wanted to engage in war.
他要这个出兵攻打这个摩押国。
He wanted to fight against the Ammonites, the Moabites.
也想到像爸爸一样去找亲戚帮忙呢。
And he, like his father, also looked for the help of his in-law.
我们来看列王记下的三章。
Let's read 2 Kings chapter 3.
列王记下第三章
2 Kings chapter 3.
第三章的 第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5。
五节啊，亚哈死后，摩亚王背叛以色列王。六节。
Six。
那时约兰王出撒玛利亚，数点以色列众人。七节。
Seven。
前行的时候，差人去见犹大王约沙法说：“摩亚王背叛我，你肯同我去攻打摩亚吗？”他说：“我肯上去。”你我不分彼此，我的名与你的名一样，我的马与你的马一样。哦，这个大傻瓜约沙法王啊，又要出兵了。
Jehoshaphat, this credulous and foolish king, was ready to go to war again.
这场战争同样跟他一点关系都没有，他又被拖下水了。
Again, this battle had nothing to do with him. He was brought into this battle by somebody else.
那这次哦，不是两个王哦，他。哦，这个以色列王啊，又去找这个以东哦啊一起帮忙，而是三个王一起出征摩押。
And this time, Jehoram also looked for the help of the king of Edom. So the three of these kings went out into this campaign.
哦，这个啊，这个他们啊，这个三个王的联军呐、啊，在旷野迷了路了，哦，连差点呐、啊，哦，渴死在旷野里面。
The armies of these three allegiance of three kings lost their way in the wilderness, and they almost died of thirst.
哦，还好哦，这个神还帮助哦，神因为约沙法王帮助他们。
And fortunately, God came to their aid because, for the sake of King Jehoshaphat.
哦，让这个水从以东过来解他们的渴，而且啊，帮他们打胜了这场战争。
God sent water from Edom to quench them of their thirst and help them win the battle.
哦，所以我们看到这个约沙法王，他所打的如意算盘，要为万世开太平，有没有达到？对他自己本身来讲，对他的哦来，对他本身来说啊，根本没有了哦，不但没有和平啊，反而被拖累了。
So did Jehoshaphat receive peace through his alliance with Ahab? Personally speaking, at least, not only did he not find peace, he found trouble and even more war.
哦，那我们再看看，那对约沙法王的后代有没有什么影响？
Now let's look at what kind of impact Jehoshaphat's decision had on his next generation.
哦，那这个约沙法王的儿子，哦啊，这个叫做约兰。
The son of Jehoshaphat was called Joram.
哦，他的老婆啊，就是亚哈的女儿，叫做亚他利亚公主。
And his wife was Athaliah, a princess.
哦，那我们来看看哦，这个约沙法王的儿子约兰，他是怎么样的人哦？
Let's look at what kind of person Jehoram was like, the son of Jehoshaphat.
那我们来看历。代志下的二十一章。
Let's read Second Chronicles chapter 21.
哦，二十一章哦，二十一章。
Second Chronicles 21.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，约沙法与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城他列祖的坟地里。他的儿子约兰接续他做王。第二节，约兰有几个兄弟，就是约沙法的儿子，我们跳过来看，第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，约兰兴起做他父亲的位，奋勇自强，就用刀杀了他的众兄弟和以色列的几个首领。第五节。
5.
约兰登基时候年32岁，在耶路撒冷作王8年。六节。
Six.
他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。哦，你看哦，这个约沙法的儿子约兰，哦，被太太影响。
We can see how Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, was influenced by his wife.
哦，一当王就把兄弟通通宰光了。
As soon as he became king, he killed all his brothers.
哦，自己当王。
He took the throne to him for himself.
换句话，将来王位啊，没有兄弟哈、哦、能够跟他竞争啊，哦，他一定会传给他的儿子的。
He thus removed all his competition and made sure that he could pass on the throne to his own son.、
哦、行神眼中看为恶的事。
he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
那这个约兰王哦，又做什么事情哦？
What else did Jehoram do?
被太太影响哦。
He was affected by his wife.
21章的11节。
Let's read chapter 21, verse 11.
哦，十一节啊，他又在犹大诸山建筑丘坛，使耶路撒冷的居民行邪淫，诱惑犹大人。
Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit harlotry and led Judah astray.
哇，真的哦，这个约兰哦，这个娶了坏王的女儿啊，被带坏了。
Jehoram married the daughter of an evil king and became evil himself.
哦，这个亚他利亚就是约兰的太太哈、哦。这亚他利亚公主的妈妈就是出了名的耶洗别皇后。
Athaliah, the wife of Jehoram, her mother was the infamous Jezebel.
把偶像带进了这个以色列国，败坏了整国的信仰。
Jezebel was the one who introduced idols into the land of Israel and corrupted the faith of the Israelites.
有其母必有其女啊，所以她的女儿啊，同样很危险哦。
As mother, as likewise a daughter, so her daughter was probably just as wicked.
同样有请国请城的能力啊，把南边的犹大国也败坏了。
She was as erosive and corrupt as her mother.
哦，那这个约兰这么坏啊，神当然哦就会处罚他。
And also caused the downfall of Judah, and because of his evil, God had to punish him.
来看十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节说这些事以后哈，神使约兰的肠子患了不能医治的病。十九节。
19.
他患此病缠绵日久，过了两年，肠子坠落下来，病重而死。好，啊，这里啊，神啊也是处罚这个约兰哦，结果他得了肠癌，病重而死。
God punished Jehoram with a stomach cancer, with a colon cancer, and he died.
哦，那他的儿子哦就继位了。
And his son became king.
哦，那么刚刚谈到说哦，这个因为约兰哦把他兄弟都杀了啊，所以哦一定是传给他的儿子了。
Just now I mentioned how Jehoram killed all his brothers to make sure that his son would inherit the throne.
他的儿子叫做亚哈谢。
And his son was called Ahaziah.
我们来看这个亚哈谢是怎么样当王哦。
Let's look at the reign of Ahaziah.
我们来看第二十二章哦，列王啊历代志下的二十二章。
Let's read Second Chronicles 22.
哦，第二节。
Verse 2.
二节说亚哈谢登基的时候年四十二岁。在耶路撒冷做王一年，他母亲名叫亚他利亚，是暗利的孙女。第三节，亚哈谢也行亚哈家的道，因为他的母亲给他主谋，使他行恶。哇，这个约沙法王哦，他真的下错决定了啊。
Jehoshaphat really made a wrong choice.
哦，他与虎谋皮，跑去跟坏王中的坏王亚哈结亲家。
He made alliance with the worst of all evil kings.
哦，不但自己拖累了。
Not only did he bring trouble on himself,
也害惨了儿子。
He also ruined his son's life.
孙子也跟着遭殃。
And even his grandson was in trouble.
哦，还说这个妈妈把他带坏了。
Because the grandson's mother taught him to do wicked things.
哦，我们想想看哦，这个。约沙法王当时跟亚哈结亲，就是为了想要为后代子孙啊，哦，得好处啊。结果啊，不但没有得好处，还害了后代子孙呢。
Think about it. Jehoshaphat made an alliance with Ahab in order to have peace in the nation. But not only did he not find peace, he brought destruction on his whole household.
哦，那现在神审判临到亚哈这个家庭。
Now God's punishment came upon the house of Ahab.
哦，神让这个亚哈的将军，哦，叫做耶户的，起来篡他的位。
God enabled Jehu, the general of Ahab.
哦，不是，哈，是约兰的哈将军哈，亚哈就已经死掉了嘛，哈，在那个打亚兰的那场战争死掉了。
The general was the general of Joram, and he rose up to kill the family of Ahab.
哦，所以哈、哦，这个耶户啊，哦，就把以色列王啊， 约兰给杀掉。
And Jehu killed Jehoram, the king of Israel.
哦，也把这个前去帮助的哦，这个犹大王亚哈谢也顺便杀掉。
He also killed Ahaziah, the king of the south, the king of Judah, who came up to help Jehoram.
这个消息啊，传回犹大国啊。
And this news came back to Judah.
皇太后亚他利亚听到了。
And Athaliah, the mother queen, heard about it.
哥哥约兰被杀掉了。
That Jehoram, the brother, had been killed.
哎，这是以色列王哦。
The king of Israel had been killed.
我的儿子亚哈谢犹大王也被杀掉了。
And now, the son of Athaliah was also killed.
哦，这个北边的国家发生政变哦。哎，我的家哦被篡位了。我没有办法回娘家了。
There was a coup in the north, northern kingdom. That means Athaliah would not be able to return to her homeland.
哦，那我的儿子也死掉了。
And now her own son had also died.
干脆啊，老娘自己来当王好了。
So she decided to be in charge and became the queen.
所以啊，这个犹大国也出了一个，像中国的武则天哦，出了一个女皇帝。
In the kingdom of Judah, there was this queen.
那她要怎么当王？
How was she supposed to be the queen?
来看二十二章的第十节。
Let's read chapter 22, verse 10.
第十节说，亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭犹大王室。干脆把王子王孙通通杀掉了，这样他才能当王啊。
Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs of the house of Judah. She killed everybody just so that she could be queen.
哎，还好神啊，保留了哈，有一个小王子哈，被藏起来了。
Thankfully, through God's protection, Joash, there was a little prince who was hidden.
把他藏到这个神的圣殿里面。
And he was hidden in the temple of God.
那这个后来这个小王子啊，在祭司的大祭司的协助之下，光武中兴啊，又把王位抢回来了。
And this little prince, under the protection of the priest, was able to regain the throne.
这个以后这是以后的历史哦。
This would be a subsequent part of the history.
所以我们从这一段历史来看。
Looking at this segment of history,
犹大王朝的浩劫甚至中断了。
In particular, the destruction of the house of Judah, the kingdom of Judah.
谁是始作俑者？
Who was the chief suspect?
就是约沙法王。
It was Jehoshaphat.
那他当时的意思不是这样啊。
But He did not intend things to be this way.
他是想要借着政治联姻来让后代子孙得到一个永世太平的局面。
His intention was through marriage alliance, he could win peace for him and his descendants.
没想到不但没有，自己受累也害惨了后代子孙。
Unexpectedly, things turned out to be just the opposite. He brought trouble on himself and on his sons.
愧对列祖列宗。
So he really brought trouble on his household and his forefathers.
让大卫王朝中断。
And he ended the dynasty of David.
也差点影响了这神的整个拯救计划。
It almost almost ruined God's redemptive plan.
我想这个都是约沙法王当时没有想到的。
I believe these were things that Jehoshaphat never expected.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在为我们自己打算，为自己的将来，为我们儿女的将来在做打算跟规划的时候
，When we make plans and arrangements for ourselves and for our children.
还是要依靠神。
Let us trust in the Lord.
我们最后来看箴言的十九章。
Finally, please read Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言十九章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14.
十九章十四节。
19:14.
房屋 钱财是祖宗所遗留的，唯有贤惠的妻是神所赐的。
Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord.
愿我们都看重神所赐的福气。
Let us value the blessings from the Lord.
照着神的这个旨意，神的计划来做事。
Let's walk and do things according to God's will and God's plans.
尤其是在我们的婚姻配偶的选择上。
Especially with regards to our marriage and our choice of spouse.
我们上午就跟大家一起学到这里。
This concludes our study this morning.
我们一起来做感谢的祷告。
Let's now pray together with thanksgiving.